98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
And I have my microphone back. My big microphone is back, which I'm thrilled about, but now I can't use this sound anymore. My big mic fell off this morning, and so I had a little teeny tiny desk one, and I had to crouch down. And Red thought it looked like I worked in a supermarket.
It did. It looked like you were about to call out looking for, you know, a cleanup on aisle three.
That or bingo numbers.
This is it. You did it very well, but I'm so glad that your microphone's fixed. Thank you, Orla from
Thank
Tech.
Thank you, Orla.
An absolute queen.
Yeah, yeah.
She fixed that in record time.
She really did.
Like, it's 25 past seven on a Monday morning. I said, Orla, go home. You've done your work for the day. Fair play to her. Good morning to you. We would love to give you some IMC cinema passes this morning if you send us in an old WhatsApp voice note with your little win. Your little win is the small thing that's made you smile. Mm-hmm. Your little win could be that you were out the back barbecuing all weekend. You didn't need to think about the dinner. You just did the same thing over and over. Used all the salads up and you were thrilled.
Delicious.
Maybe you're at Dermot Kennedy. He was there for two nights.
Those cakes looked
amazing.
Aviva.
They look brilliant. Yeah. Amble supporting. Perhaps you're at Legally Blonde at the Borgosh Energy Theatre.
Were you that woman who told stop filming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Or maybe you were watching the Wimbledon final. We'd love to hear from you this morning on 0877 98 98 98. Perhaps your little win is like Rachel's in Ballyfermot.
My little win is that I am heading out with my friends. We haven't been out for drinks since before Christmas. One of them had a baby. So yeah, I can't wait. That's my little win.
Hope
unreal.
Ball,
you also might have been at Club 98 in Bewley's on Grafton Street. Sorry, on Saturday, which looked amazing.
The videos on Instagram of that looked so fun.
Such a great time. A throwback to the 90s and noughties.
It looked like the party spilled out onto Grafton Street.
I think it did. Yeah. I loved Dame Stuffy's summer's attire.
Yeah. So good.
We'd love to hear your little wins. Brendan, what's yours?
My little win this morning is that I had a barbecue yesterday. My friend Dee invited us around and she put on an incredible spread. But the highlight for me now is that, like, you know, all the barbecue food was delicious. But the highlight for me was she made two giant salads, one Greek salad.
Oh, gorgeous.
And one tabbouleh.
Do you know if I've ever had that?
It's like a couscous with like mint and sensational.
Fresh. You need the
really fresh
flavors in that heat.
She said she'd been chopping for 7.5 hours. I said, well, I really appreciate it.
A lot
Thank
of effort
so much.
Went into
yeah,
those salads.
My little win is that we went around, had a barbecue, and I had seconds of the salads. I got up again and was like, I need more of
did
that.
Did you bring any for your lunch today?
I didn't bring any. I think it was demolished by me yesterday. Yes, my little win is had a barbecue and loads of lovely salads.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah, what's yours?
My little win is that we went on a bit of a school tour on Friday. We went up to Belfast. We were doing a few bits for our podcast, which is all about Line of Duty. We were hoping to see the Line of Duty cast filming. They actually wrapped filming on Friday.
Did they on Friday? No way. They wrapped filming.
But when we got back, you know, we kind of had a look around the shops. We went for lunch. We did loads of bits in Belfast. But we got back at about, I would say, 7:30.
Mm.
And when we were in the car on the way home, I was getting quite hungry.
Yeah.
And I was like, I cannot face cooking right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to order a Chinese.
Mm.
When I say, when your lovely Patrick dropped me to my door, thank you, Patrick, by the way, the Chinese had arrived.
Yeah.
Like, on the doorstep. The moment I arrived home.
The timing couldn't have been better.
It was serendipity, wasn't it? It was perfect timing.
Yeah.
So I went in and I had my Chinese and I watched the Katie Price documentary.
Oh yeah, it's very good, isn't it?
It's absolutely brilliant.
It's brilliant.
And it was just, it's four episodes long, which I wasn't expecting, and they're all about an hour each.
Yeah.
But I watched that the whole of Friday evening. I binged
brilliant.
The whole thing. It's fantastic
it's
watch
so
if you're
good.
Looking for something. All the things she's been through.
Mm.
She's just amazing.
Yeah.
I had a spice bag watching Katie Price's life story.
Brilliant.
So what more could you want, guys?
No. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Don't live, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM.
Oh, we love this bit of the show. Finding out what is good in your life. Good morning and a happy Monday to Chrissy and Cabra. You're on 98 FM. Chrissy, how are you?
Hi, Brendan and Rebecca. How are you?
Oh, we're great. Thanks, Chrissy. We're dying to hear your little win this morning.
So my little win is my mom and her twin were 85 on Sunday. So
oh.
We did a little thing at the house on Saturday for them with cake. And the twin actually is in Shankill, so we didn't see her, but she's grand.
And come here, what did you do for the 85th?
So on Saturday morning, we went down to Clark's. I have five sisters, and we went down to Clark's, got some lunch stuff, and then my sister got a cake out of bacon brew.
Gorgeous.
My sister came in from Leicester on Friday night. She's 89. She looks amazing.
Wow.
Oh, my God. So we're so blessed. Yeah.
So that's so lovely.
Oh, yeah. So, and then yesterday, she went to bingo because she likes her routine.
Brilliant.
And then we brought her a few drinks in Nathan Barrett and Cabaret for the game. Yeah.
Lovely. What's your mom's name, Chrissy?
Mary Sutton.
Mary Sutton,
happy birthday.
And what's her twin's name?
Olive O'Donnell, actually. Kelly is her maiden name. Yes,
Olive O'Donnell.
Yeah.
That's fab. And a lovely weekend to celebrate as well. Like that weather, you couldn't ask for better.
Oh my God, it was great. You know, it's such a milestone for two of them. You know,
yeah,
they're
course.
Both still alive.
Yeah.
Here, one's fat and one's skinny. Be killed for saying that.
It's amazing though to celebrate all together, and the fact that you're saying your sister flew in and you all got together, and the sun was shining as well. Sorry,
the sun was shining, the cake was flowing, the brilliant. Salads were gorgeous, so
lovely,
all was good.
Great
yeah,
stuff.
It was a brilliant weekend.
Well, Chrissy, a massive happy birthday to your mom and her twin, and thanks for sharing your little win.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Have a great day.
Cheers, Chrissy.
Cheers.
Bye.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Here we go.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Yeah. Welcome to our newest game, Who's Laughing Now? It's very simple. We play you a clip of a famous person having a giggle, and all you have to do is tell us who it is to win a fab prize, a €500 flight voucher. You'll be off on your holidays.
Good morning to Paul, who's in Nace here on 98 FM. Paul, how are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad yourselves.
We're great. Thanks, Paul. Did you have a nice weekend?
I did. It was great.
Enjoying all the weather, Paul?
Yeah, it's too hot for me now.
Is it? Is it too hot? Okay, so if you were to win this, if you win this flight voucher, then would you be heading off somewhere a little bit cooler?
No, I'll go somewhere hot. At least I have a pool to jump into.
See, that's it too, though. You need the pool. And Paul, who do you think is laughing now?
I think it's John Malkovich.
Is it John Malkovich? And Paul, as you know, we don't know either, so we're waiting for the nod here.
Oh, sorry, Paul, it's not.
Nah, next time. No
next
worries.
Next time, try again.
Stay cool,
I will
Paul.
Do, thank you.
Bye.
And next up we have Grace, who's in Cabra. Grace, good morning, you're on 98 FM, how are you?
Not too bad, Rebecca, how are you?
Yeah, we're good, thanks, Grace. How are you now after the weekend and all that sunshine?
It's absolutely fabulous, had a great weekend. Gorgeous. Wish was like this all the time.
Same.
Although it makes
Grace.
It harder to come to work.
It does. That, Grace. It does.
Grace, have you been on your holidays yet?
Yes, I was. I was in Malaga last weekend. It was fab.
Ooh,
yeah,
lovely stuff.
And I'm in Puerto Rico now next month. So
you're flat out with all the trips, Grace. You're living life.
Yeah.
Dead
I'm
right.
Telling you, I know.
Okay. Well, we'd love to send you away again now with this €500 flight voucher. Who do you
I
think is it. Laughing now, Grace?
I think it's our Taoiseach, Micheál Martin.
Is it Micheál Martin?
Oh, Grace, it's not.
No problem.
Great guess though. Thanks for playing.
Thanks
have a great week. Cheers, Grace.
You too. Bye.
It still hasn't been guessed.
No.
Guys, we've been playing for a couple of weeks. All the incorrect guesses are up on 98fm.com/laugh. If you want a bit of help.
Everyone from Taoiseach to Cher. It is not.
Do a Cher impression. You're better.
No.
If you would like to play Who's Laughing Now tomorrow morning or any morning this week, WhatsApp Laugh to 0877 98 98
98. 98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A new prize.
But what will it be?
Let's ask Marco.
98FM.
Good morning and welcome to Matchy Matchy. Our studio has been transformed into a glamorous game show. Sequined curtains, huge hair, little microphones. It's your chance to win unbelievable prizes by just saying the same three words as either one of us. If you do, you'll win. How many prizes do we have now? One, two,
four, five.
There's four fabulous prizes now delivered by Matchy Marco.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. We have hot weather and hotter prizes.
Ooh.
Like this brand new barbecue. A ticket voucher to a gig of your choice.
Nice.
A robot vacuum. And have fun in the garden with this giant stacking block game. Let's play Matchy Matchy.
sorry, the absolute crack now.
Love it.
Yeah. A giant game for the garden. Really, really good for this time of year. Good morning to Jordan, who's in the city centre. You're on 98FM. Jordan, how are you?
I'm all good. How are you?
Yeah, we're great. Thanks, Jordan. How was the weekend?
I was all good. Just working away.
Working away. And any plans now for the week, Jordan?
I'm off tonight, so I'll find a figure out as it goes.
Nice. Stick the feet up, Jordan. Chill out.
Yeah, that's right. It's just plan it as the day goes on.
Yeah, exactly. Jordan, have you been away on holidays yet? Do you have anything planned?
No, nothing yet. I have nothing planned at the moment. I'll try to get probably a little country break next
week. Nice. But when the weather's like this, you don't need to go anywhere. Do you know what I mean?
This weather, I don't like it at all.
Do you? Is it not for you, Jordan? Are you too hot?
I'm more winter where I can walk around with hoodies.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't want to give out about it. Like, it's been great. It's been
great. Just the sleeping at night time.
That's it. Jordan, have you decided who you'd like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
Yeah, play with yourself.
Rebecca, off to the soundproof booth, kicking off another week of Matchy Matchy. That a giant game for the garden sounds like the crack, Jordan, doesn't it?
The umpire will love it.
Yeah.
Maybe so will I.
Okay. Here we go. Let's get down to business. Your first word in Matchy Matchy is loud.
Mouth.
Your second word is post.
Box.
And your third word is gale.
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 Gale force.
Gale force. Okay, you're saying loudmouth, post box, and gale force. Jordan, are we locking them in?
We are, yeah.
We are locking them in. And we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How are you? How was that trip this morning?
Gorgeous, guys. A beach ball in there.
Oh, lovely.
The soundproof booth just knows.
It just always provides, doesn't it? Okay, let's get you a matchy with Jordan. Your first word is loud.
Loud. I'm going to say quiet.
Your second word is post.
Postman.
And your third word is gale.
Like G-A-I-L.
G-A-L-E.
Oh, gale force. If it was the other way, I would have said gale plat.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Jordan in the city centre this morning? You both said gale force. Well done. After loud, Jordan went with loud mouth.
Yeah, that's very good.
Post box. Many options, guys. Many, many options. Jordan, thank you so much for listening and for playing. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Oh, cheers. Thank you.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
I can't believe we're saying this, but filming on the new season of Line of Duty has officially wrapped.
Thankfully.
Mother of God, we've been waiting years for this. Martin Compston, Adrian Dunbar and Vicky McClure, they've been shooting in Belfast for the past, I think it's 4 months. It feels like longer.
It feels like they were
shooting for a very long time. They might have been delayed at one point because of the riots.
Yeah.
So they've been up there for quite a while filming the new season and they finally finished up on Friday.
So good.
I saw Vicky posted a picture with her two co-stars marking the occasion and she says, and we're off duty.
Very good.
The last 4 months spent with my best mates.
Yeah.
They do get on so well together.
They look like they have the absolute crack.
So it's in the bag, Brendan.
Great. Now it's July, August, like there's 5 months left of this year. Do you think they'll hold it for next year?
I think they will hold it for next year because by the time you edit all those scenes and then we saw them doing stunts, there was a car flipped over, there was some sort of shooting scene, we saw Owen Teal, someone had a cut on their head at one point, so I just would say they need a bit of time to edit all, and also an interrogation scene alone
will take a very long time.
Could be about 20 minutes, Brendan.
This is true. Yeah, and I feel like people get very busy towards the end of the year just with Christmas catch-ups and family and friends and stuff, I think, and then Traitors is on, so I'd still think like February, March time. I think
I know, and then part of me is
purely guessing.
It has been 5 years since season 6 aired. It was 2021. We were in the middle of the pandemic and myself, Brendan, our pal Hannah, we have a podcast all about Line of Duty called Shrine of Duty. And were we able to record that season together? No, we weren't.
No, I don't think so.
We weren't able to be in the same room for that one. That feels like a lifetime ago.
It does.
So
I mean,
it's been 5 years. So next year is going to have been 6 years. So I'm like, ooh, season 7, can you stick it out? I would be up for January either. Yeah. Because The Traitors, when it's back in January, yeah, is usually on... Is
Wednesday,
it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
The English one, yeah.
Can you imagine now if you had Line of Duty on a Sunday night? That's, January is grim. I'm like, come
well,
on.
That's, yeah, that's true. I was going to say
we're
that's a lot
of We're not doing anything. We're all at home.
We're inside.
We're dying for the content.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be thrilled whenever it does eventually come out. But I'd say in the first half of next year is most likely. And previous seasons of Line of Duty, the last, I think, 3 have all come out towards the end of March.
Okay.
So...
Yeah,
we going on see. Past records.
So it's interesting now that they wrapped filming on Friday and we were in Belfast on Friday.
I know, Brent.
But we didn't bump into them.
No, we didn't.
No.
We didn't.
Yeah.
I did see that. I don't know who bought it for who, but they gifted each other watches.
I saw this.
I think know if maybe it was a Martin collab Compton, with the jeweller, was it?
All right, yeah, okay. Hashtag spawn. I think Martin Compton might have got them all watches and it has the AC12 logo on the face of the watch.
That is so adorable.
It's really cute, isn't it?
The one, I suppose, gripe I have with the new season of Line of Duty coming out is that AC12 isn't going to be called AC12.
Oh yeah, I forgot about
it. It's been disbanded,
no,
Brendan.
No, I don't like, yeah, no,
it's
I
been
don't
disbanded.
Like that
the last time we saw them, they were all going up a lift together looking very tense. So it's been rebranded as the Inspectorate of Police Standards. And
doesn't really roll off the tongue, does it?
Our iconic trio have their most sensitive case so far. Mm. So we know that your man from the Full Monty, Robert Carlyle.
Yeah.
Who did he play in the Full Monty?
Gaz.
I'm going to have to start. Well, I need to watch that.
Yeah.
Just to. Yeah, I need to watch that to really appreciate Robert's range in the new season.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's going to be the guest star, but there's also another guest star playing Detective Inspector Dominic Goff.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got two suspected baddies, I would say.
And we also haven't seen like any, you know, there's pictures of them filming outside, but we don't know. There's other characters who we suspect or would like to see back, but we don't know. They haven't.
Bring back Neil Morrissey as Nigel Morton.
Yeah. And Patricia Carmichael has to be back. She was so central to the last one.
Yeah, Anna Maxwell Martin is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, hilarious. Another actor with great range.
This is it.
Brilliant, brilliant
this
range. Is it. 98 FM's All Day Big
Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98 FM. Now it is the 13th of July, but Brendan, you have a story on the way concerning Christmas.
Yes, and that's the correct word. It's concerning. First up this morning, it is, as you just mentioned, it's the middle of July, which means a lot of people are going to try and get away on a bit of a break. Mm. Maybe they're doing a bit of a staycation or heading away if they can. And hopefully if you are heading off yourself, you'll have a ball and there won't be any holiday disasters. I mean, at the time, they can be horrendous. We went to Tenerife last year. I won't get into it. But, you know, the stories, you know, we can laugh about it now.
I was like, Brendan, how was your holiday? And you're like, and then this happened, and then this happened.
Was
and
last,
then that.
It was non-stop,
one
right?
One thing after a no, series
really
of unfortunate
was.
Events.
Yeah. But it is nice to know that if you really need to, you know, you can call the Department of Foreign Affairs, you know, if things really do go awry.
I've been there.
Yes. Similarly... I was like, what are you talking about? Similarly, if a British person is away, they can contact their version of the Department of Foreign Affairs, the Foreign Office, right?
Okay, yeah.
Which they do. Which they shouldn't always do. Britain's Foreign Office has just released a list of the wildest requests that they've had over the last year. So I think the idea behind this, it's very timely. You know, I think schools in England are kind of wrapping up now.
Yes.
They go longer than the Irish ones. And I think this is basically a reminder to be like, they don't call us for these kind of things,
don't
right?
Don't ring us for these reasons. They are not emergencies or very important.
They get 900 calls a day.
Oh, gosh.
That's a lot, right? So these are the things they don't want you to call them for. These all happened in the last 12 months. One holidaymaker in Jordan phoned up to ask if the embassy knew where they could get blonde highlights.
No.
Right? They're very important. A caller in Paris wanted to know how much duck pate they could bring home.
Brendan, no.
Oh, yeah.
Also, why would you want to be eating the duck pate?
You and the pate.
You know, I have
stop.
A fear of pate.
No, you do. Was it? Did you accidentally?
I went over to a posh friend's house as a child.
A posh friend's.
There were crackers laid out for the children. Yeah. Me, so I was about 7 or 8. Mm. And I thought I was about to bite into, like, you know, a chocolate spread. I thought it was, you know, the chocolate spread that was a mix of white chocolate and brown chocolate. It was pate. And that's one of the reasons why I'm now vegetarian.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, someone wanted to know how much pate they could bring home.
Yeah, how much pate they could bring home. Another person also in Paris asked if they could help find their car. They forgot where they parked near the Eiffel Tower.
I still take pictures of where my car is parked.
Yeah, good.
Take a photo.
Yeah. Well, we went to Belfast on Friday and said, does anyone remember where we left the car?
No.
a tourist in Egypt complained about the temperature of their hotel shower. Not to the hotel. Yeah, to the equivalent of the Department of Foreign Affairs.
No.
Other inquiries included somebody asking for help getting a refund for a meal they didn't love in Nigeria. And one person in Italy phoned the embassy to ask where in Milan they could watch the Scotland versus Haiti World Cup group game.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Go online and have a look around.
I know, honestly.
Get up! 98FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.